Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us two very, very special guests. On my right, we have Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And on my left, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum from my end.
Sister Zainab, I've met you before, I've worked with you before, but could you give a brief introduction to about yourself? I mean, who are you? Where have you come from?
I am Zainab Askari. I am from the Indian occupied Kashmir, and I'm like done with masters in linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I came to Iran. It's been 7 years I'm here. I am studying Hausa right now.
Uh-huh. So linguistics, you're going to be dealing with like
the rules of translation, phonetics, syntax, okay, Morphology, what we do in like Sarf and now stuff.
You're my teacher then. Sister Asma, is it? Where are you from? Who are you?
Well, I am from Iran and I study English literature.
124,000 prophets have come and gone, and humanity, if you look at it today, if we bear in mind that many messengers have come for the guidance of the human race, should be much, much better than it is. If anything, when people think about humanity, they think that it's completely gone astray. What's going on here? Surely we should be better. We're actually worse off. And as we see time going on and on, we're seeing it getting worse and worse and worse. Or maybe that's just my perspective. Let's go with Sister Zainab. Sister Zainab, what is your immediate thought on this?
Well, do you think when prophets came, we didn't have people going worse at that time?
No, it wasn't as bad as it is today.
Well, it is as bad as, however, it was bad even that time. Like, it makes a difference. Like, see, you're seeing prophet in front of your eyes. You're seeing his, you know, ethics, his morals, his deeds, his actions. And then again, you are rejecting that person. Differs from when you're not seeing any prophet at all in front of your eyes. Mm. You're only studying about it. You're only learning about it. You're only hearing about it. So that's why where it goes more worse. And yes, we had people who had been going worse even then. Mm-hmm. But this worseness increased by time because we are not seeing them practically anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sister Zainab is bringing the argument that, look, the people of the past were actually worse because they had the prophets in front of them.
Yes.
It's a valid point. Sister Asma, what's your take?
Well, I would say that evil and good are always existing. I'm talking about the human essence that lives in us. Half of us is good and the other half is bad. Maybe some people would nurture the evil more and some others will nurture the good part. But they exist, and I think the prophets only show you the way. The rest is your decision. And another point is that as the societies change, as they develop, as there are more tools for pleasure, as there are many tantalizing things for you to do, then you must be tempted. So they are not going to be all good. The evils also are going to improve by the time.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We're talking about time itself here and the history of the human race, and Allah swears by time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah swears by the time that...
Yes.
Surely human beings are in khusr. They're completely lost. They
yes.
are inside loss, you know.
They're incomplete loss.
Except yeah. for a very few number of individuals, you know, the mukhlaseen, those who are inspired
who perform amal salih, who perform
so
good
loyal
deeds
to their creed.
Mm-hmm. I even who do tawsiyah wa tawassul bil haqq wa tawassul bis sabr, who suggest people to come towards truth, who suggest people to have patience. However, they suggest people before they have that within themselves, before they have come to truth them for themselves, before they have sabr, they have patience in themselves, then only they can suggest other people to have sabr and to come towards truth. Otherwise, people are not going to accept from you. Like, once you don't have those qualities within yourself, you don't act on them yourself, you cannot suggest people. So when Allah is saying in the same surah, At-tawasaw bil-haq wa tawasaw bil-sabr, like, suggest people to come towards truth and to patience, it means that you should have that within you, yourself as well. It's a two-part story. Like, You should have it, and that's what you should suggest people to come on it. Otherwise, you are in loss, Allah. And Allah swears by your life. He swears by time. Asr is your life. Because if someone comes in and gives me entire world, gives me anything I want in return of, like, he tells me, just give me, I don't know, so many tons of gold and I'll return you your childhood. I'll do anything to give that back, because time really means a lot. It is so precious. It's priceless. I'll give everything I have to get back my childhood. But Allah says, you are giving in something, you're giving your life, you're giving your time. I swear by this time, while asr, that you are in loss. Because you're giving something and you're not gaining anything at all. Unless and until you're not inviting people towards haq, you're not inviting them towards truth, and you're not inviting them towards sabr, like, to do patience. Now it depends on the people, how they take you. Like, you know, people should have that capability. They should have that, what we call in Persian as zarfiyat. They should have that capacity to accept it.
Yes, and I told you, it's all about the decision. Decision really matters, because all the people have the opportunities and the chance to do bad things and to do good things. But who is to choose which one? That matters.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate. All of these prophets and imams, they're all a waste of time, because humanity stinks. It's so bad. And I kind of do identify with Iblis to an extent, because he wasn't refusing just to bow to Adam. He was refusing to bow to humankind. And there's a really interesting hadith in this regard, actually, where Fir'aun is on his throne, right? He's sitting on his throne and he's telling all the people, yes, I'm your Rabb, I'm your God, I'm your Lord. And a man from among the crowd says, he holds up some fruits, some grapes, and he says, if you're God, can you turn these into gems? Fir'aun gets embarrassed and he knows he can't do that, so he leaves and he goes to his chamber. He hears footsteps coming towards his chamber and he says, who is that? Who's there? And the voice of that same man holding the grapes says, you claim to be God, but you don't even know who's outside your door? And the man comes inside and he says, look at these grapes. And he reveals himself. The man was actually Shaitan, Iblis in disguise.
Yes.
And he says to Fir'aun, look at these grapes. And he turns them into gems in his hand. And he says, I have the ability to do this. And I don't even have the audacity to say that I'm God.
Yes.
Who do you think you are? Fir'aun says, okay, well, if you're so clever, why didn't you bow down to Adam when Allah commanded you? Iblis says, because I looked through the lineage of Adam and I saw scum like you. That's why I didn't want to bow down to Adam.
But he didn't see the good things.
Prophets came for all.
They did. The fruits, the outcome of what they did are the good people throughout the history. It's true that there are many bad people among human beings, but there are some very good people who have the opportunity to be bad, who have the, maybe they got to be bad people, but they choose to be good always. Although they have the situation and the power maybe to be bad, but they choose to be good. This is the beauty of human beings, when they have the power to be bad, but they still pick to be good.
But this free will that Allah created, surely it's a catastrophe. I mean, I'm going to use the argument of the angels here, okay?
Yes.
So, and I said I'm being devil's advocate here. The angels cried out and said, Ya Allah, why are you creating this creation that, you know, is going to create bloodshed on the earth?
Yes, not all of them. And Allah answered that, you don't know. I know things you don't know. There are plenty of good peoples who shine like diamonds. We have all the A'immah, like Imam Hussein, who will help all the miserable people in the future to come.
We have so many beautiful things, like apart from angels, apart from like any other creation. Let's come back to human beings. Human beings sometimes themselves think that when the prophet's enough, when wasn't the book enough to guide us and all. But then why are we getting derailed out of track? Whenever any verse, any surah came and got revealed on Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, there was a reason behind it. That there was some thought dominant in the society. For example, let me give you an example. There was a thought dominant that people were being affected by black magic and other kind of weird deeds. They didn't know where to go, where to seek refuge. Then this thought was dominant in the society. There was need. People needed a refuge.
Yes.
And Allah revealed the surah, "Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas." Come back, you know, seek refuge to Allah, you know, who is Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Elohin Nas, who is the Lord of the people, who is the King of the people, who is the, you know, God of the people. So come back to him. If you want to seek refuge to him. I mean to say, whenever a surah got revealed, it had a history behind it. There was something Allah wanted to answer, not for that particular society, but for the entire human generation. Like even today, we have so many social problems, but Quran is the, you know, comes up with so many solutions, but we don't look into it. Why we are failing? Because Allah says in Quran at four places. It's in Surah Nisa, it's in Surah Sa'd, it's in Surah Muhammad, and there's some more surah, I don't remember that right now, but Allah says to contemplate. Do tadabbur in Quran. First, Allah says in Surah Nisa, like, see, contemplate in Quran, try to find the connections between the ayahs, and if you don't do that, you're going to astray. You're going to go out of path.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Because you will see Allah is swearing on something, and then out of, like, on the top of the verse, he's talking about something, and in the middle of the verse, he's talking about something else, and then he's at the end of the surah, he's talking about something else. But why he got all that in one surah? Allah says, do tadabbur, contemplate.
Yeah. Yes,
do tadabbur. But he thrice says, why don't you do tadabbur? Like, afalaya tadabbur. He says, why don't you do that? Do tadabbur. Like, he does not come up with, like, do it. First he says, do it. Then he thrice tells us, why don't you do it? Yeah. Why don't you do
it? Exactly.
Why are you not doing that?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
You know, the answer of our entire discussion, I guess, is in Surah Ala. The thought was dominant in the mind of Prophet himself. This is very interesting. Like, forget about the people. Prophet himself, when he was inviting people towards Haq, towards truth, towards Islam, and people were not listening to him, he used to think, am I a bad teacher? Or isn't the Quran enough for them? He had this thought dominant in his mind. And then Surah Ala comes in, and what does Allah say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then glorify, praise your Lord. There's nothing like Allah has kept anything less. Allah says in that surah, like, look at the grassland. If I created a grassland, it does not remain green all the time. It gets like, see in the verses, فَجَعَلَّهُ قُسَاعًا أَهْوَى. It gets, first it gets dry and then it turns into dark. This does not mean that Allah was not able to keep the grassland green for the all time. In the first verses, Allah says, I have made the human beings and I divided, I made proportions and I expect from them, like Allah does not expect from you the ibadah that he expected from some idolah. He expects from you the only that you have capability of.
Subhanallah.
Does not mean that I was unable. Or like you prophet. Prophet, you don't need to doubt yourself. Because when I'm revealing, because prophet doubts himself. If I'm revealing something, am I not able to deliver it properly? It's the people who have, like, there's something that's missing.
Yes, and just to add to it, through the time, as time goes by, we see that people change. The more the people are educated, the more they study, the more they learn, the more they go through different experiences in the history, I think people become more complex, and the effect of modernity and the total change in the world would make them less concerned with those religious issues and those borders. That's why maybe they are getting, as they get closer to modernity and far away from their creed, all these bad things maybe grow. That's my idea.
And definitely, to round off the discussion, because we've run out of time, despite all of these things, at the end of the day, I do believe that human beings are gradually moving in the direction of their own reformation and internal perfection. Now, some people might be perfected towards light and others might be perfected towards darkness. And that's in everybody else's hands. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. Praise be to Allah, the Most High. That's all we have time for. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the discussion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا التي أمى رائزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكت